Boyi Hoimelech Averoi. So Boyi Avimi. Avimi asked the question. Somebody says, Koinem Labaye Ze Shato Nichnas. Someone makes a nitzah neder that this house, Labaye Ze Shato Nichnas, you cannot walk into it. Because the owner of the house, Reuven, that owns the house, made a nitzah neder that his friend Shimon cannot walk into his house. Now, Mace, what's going to be if Reuven dies? Or Shemachul Yach, or else Reuven sells the house to somebody else. Mao, what's the locha? Now that the house does not belong to Reuven anymore, is it also for Shimon to walk into the house or not? So the question is Adam Oyser Davisha Bishusai, Likashi Yitzimir Shusai, does somebody have the power, like here Reuven, where he made the house also, Reuven owned the house? So at that time he has the right to put a Nissa Neder to apply even when he doesn't own the house anymore. Even though later Reuven sells the house, it's not his house anymore, but so what? Since the Yisra Neder took place when he owned the house, the Neder remains on the house, that this house is always also for Shimon to walk in. Oiloi, maybe not. Maybe later when Reuven sells his house, so now like the Yisra Neder goes off the house, and therefore Shimon would be allowed to go into the house. That's the question. And this Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you proof. It says in our Mishnah, Hoi mele benoi. If a father says to his son, got angry at him and told the son, Koinem Shiato Nenali. I'm making a nissa neder that you cannot have any enjoyment from me. Umes, then the father dies. So the locher is Yerushenu. The son yashins his father. The son could use, have enjoyment from the father's nechosim. Because Yerusha, the pshat is, when the father dies, we consider like it goes out of the father's possession, and like it goes to Shemayim, it goes to Hashem. And it's called Minah Shemayim Hiknuloi. Like it's a Chiddush. Yerusha, when a person dies, it's not considered a direct present from the mace to the son. It's considered when it's, when the person's mace, like the Nechosim, go to Shemayim. And Minah Shemayim Yerusha, the Din HaTorah, that Minah Shemayim, they give it to the kid. Therefore, the father only said that the son can't have enjoyment from his property. When the father dies, it's not the father's anymore. So the son is getting it like Minah Shemayim, therefore the son is allowed to have enjoyment from him. But what about if the father said clearly, Bechayev uvemoisai, when the father was alive, he made a nissa neder, that his son is not allowed to have any hanor, any enjoyment from his nechosim, both when he's alive and even after when he dies, then the locher is umeis, when the father dies, lo yirashenu. It says the son does not yashin the father. But the Ran says it doesn't mean really there's no Yerusha. Like the son owns it. Just it means the son can't use it. There's an Isser Hanor involved. Since the father made an Isser Neder that the son is not allowed to have any enjoyment from his property, when the son yashins the property, the son can't use it. So the Yerushenu just means the son can't use the Nechasim. But our koponim Shema Mina, from here we have a proof, we see that Adam Oysa Davishev Rishusai, Likashiyaitza Mirishusai. A person has the power to put a Nissa Neder upon something he owns, like here. The father, when he was alive, he owned his own property. He put a Nissa Neder on my property that the son cannot have any enjoyment from it. And he said clearly he wants the Neder to stay even after the person dies. And that's the lach, even after the father dies. The son is not allowed to have enjoyment from it. So you see, once the Yisra Neder is chal, it stays on it, even after it goes out of your possession. So Shema Mina. For me, it's a good proof that that's the halacha. Now the Gemara says, Vaita. Tanan Hosam, it's a Mishnah later, that Koinem Peres Eilu Alai. If somebody says one of these three Lashonis, or languages, how to make something also. You have fruits in front of you, and you want to make these fruits usa to you. You have a pound of apples, and you want to make them koinim, they're like a korban, that you are not allowed to eat these apples. So a person says, koinim peiris elu alai. These pounds of apples here are koinim, is usa to me, it's like a korban. I'm not allowed to eat it. Or else he says, koinim hein alpi. The same thing, these things are like a korban, are koinim, is usa to my mouth. Koinim hein alpi. They're also to my mouth. Or else he says, Koinem Hein Lepi. That these things should be Koinem, should be an Issa Korban like Lepi to my mouth. So anyway, any one of these three different ways of saying it, the Lacher is, the Mishnah says, Osa Bechilufayim, uvigidulehem. When you make an issa, you can't eat these fruits. It's also a chiluf if you exchange it. If you give the fruits away and somebody gives you pears instead, the pears, what you got in exchange for the apples, is also also for you to eat. Uvigidulehem. Let's say you plant them, you plant the seeds, and something grows out of these apples, it's also also. What grows out of these apples is also also. Exactly why, that was later, Mishnah later. But that's the halacha. When you make an issa neder, that this apple, this fruit, is also to you, so if you have an exchange, not only can't you eat these apples, but if you exchange the apples for something else, you give the apples away, and the other person gives you back something else, that something else is also also to you. And who adin of gudalayim, something that grows out of these apples is also also to you. That's the Mishnah later. So now the Gemara asks a question like this. Boyi Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma has a question like this. What's going to be Omar Koinem Peirus Elu Al Ploini? A person says that these apples that I own, I want to make them osur on my friend. Ruvain says that his apples should be osur to Shimon. He's not putting the isra upon himself. He's putting the isra upon Shimon. And he's saying now his pound of apples is osur to Shimon. So in such a case now we have a look, Shaila, Mal Bichalufayim. What's going to be if, let's say now, Reuven gives these apples to somebody and he gets in exchange, he gets a pound of pears. Are these pears also to Shimon or not? That's the question. What's the Shaila? Mi Amrina, do we say, Gabi Dilei? The Mishnah over there is talking about when Reuven makes the Isser upon himself. If the person himself says that these apples are also to me, I am not allowed to eat these apples, then we say one svar is, ho yoviyodemoise peris chaveroi, alatzmoi, just like you're allowed to make somebody else's peris osur on yourself. About yourself, you can do whatever you want. You could say that the rest of the peris in the world is osur to me. You could do that. Well, since you're putting the yisur upon yourself, and you're like the owner of yourself, you could do that. So therefore, the svar is, maybe there's also a svara, that's why chilufayim, the exchange, is also to you. When you said these peiros are also on yourself, so really you only meant that you said the peiros are also. Now what comes out of it, the chilufayim, the exchange, is also considered like you meant to make that also on yourself. Now even though those peers that you got in exchange for the apples, you don't have around right now. At the time when you made the apples osur, you didn't have the pears yet. So why later when somebody exchanges and gives you pears for the apple, do we say the pears are osur to you? Because upon this and that there, you could do that. A person can make an issur upon a dover shloi boli erlam alatzmoi. Since you're here, like you have a right to say, the fruits that are going to grow out of this tree the end of the year should be osur to me, even though the fruits are not here yet. Because since the Easter is upon yourself, and you're here, you could do what you want on yourself. So maybe that's a svar here also. When you're making these apples on yourself, you also mean to include whatever comes out of the apples. That means if later you're going to get pears because of these apples, the pears are also awesome. So that you could do upon yourself, because you're here right now. So just like you can make an Easter upon yourself on something that's not in the world yet, you could also include in your neder not to eat these apples, whatever comes out from the apples. If pears you get in exchange, it's also also. But that's only good if you put yis upon yourself. But maybe, gabi chaveroi, in this case where Reuven is saying, his apples should be also to Shimon. So Reuven is making now his pound of apples also to Shimon. Now when you want to put a yis upon Shimon, here the halacha is, ho yuvien adam oiser. You can't say that those apples that don't belong to you should be usher on Shimon. Since you don't own the apples and you don't own Shimon, who are you to put a miss upon Shimon? Like I have no right to say that you should be usher to eat apples from the store. I don't own you, I don't own the apples in the store, I can't put such an issa. So I can't say that Shimon should be usher with Yehuda's apples. That I can't do. If so, maybe maybe the same thing. When I say that my apples should be also to Shimon, true.
I have a right to say that my apples that I own right now, these apples are also to Shimon, because I own the apples. But the exchange, let's say later I give these apples away and somebody gives me pears for it, for the apples. Maybe these pears are mutter to Shimon eat, because when I made the neder, I didn't have the pears yet. I only had the apples. So I have a right to say these apples should be usher on Shimon. But the exchange that I get later for the apples, the pears, right now I don't own the pears. So right now I would have no right now to say that somebody else's pears should be usher to Shimon, because the pears have nothing to do with me and the person has nothing to do with me. So maybe here also, when I make the yisra neder on my apples, that my apples are usher to Shimon, Shimon is only usher to eat the apples themselves. But maybe if I get an exchange and I give my apples to somebody else and that person gives me pears in exchange, now that I have the pears, these pears should be mutter to Shimon. So that's the Gemara's question. That the Mishnah over there says, when you make an yisra neder on fruits, that you're also to eat the exchange of the fruits, maybe it's only when you make the neder upon yourself. But if you make the neder upon somebody else, it's no good. Or else maybe...